southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll have garage clearing skies in the lower 80s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, mid-50s. Winds will be from the north at 5 and 10. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 82. As we get into Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low near 58. Thursday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 84 degrees. Currently, it's 67.
Here's a tech tip from Blue Valley Telecommunications. Do you know what bandwidth is, or megabytes? Bandwidth is the amount of information your internet connection can move. It's described in megabytes or megs. How much bandwidth you need depends upon how many devices you have and what you're going to use your internet for. Your bandwidth speed is split when it enters into your house. If you have only a 5 meg connection with 5 users, each user could end up getting only 1 meg, which can cause things to load really slowly. If you have questions about your speed, give us a call, 877-876-1228.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A 26-year-old Osborne man killed in a rollover accident early Sunday morning on Highway 281 north of Portis, Kansas. The Kansas Highway Patrol said a 2003 Dodge was northbound when it failed to negotiate a curve. It entered the East Ditch and became airborne. KSN-TV reports authorities identified the fatality victim as 26-year-old Trevor Rempe of Osborne. An ex-employee of Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach's office has testified in federal court that she was confused and embarrassed by her 2013 firing after being told that her lack of church attendance was a key reason. Jurors began hearing ex-employee Courtney Canfield's lawsuit against the office and Chief Kobach Deputy Eric Rucker yesterday in Topeka. Rucker and Kobach's office say Canfield was fired over performance issues. Mid-America Network News.
Katie, where's your Jergens? My lotion? Here in the shower.
In the shower?
I use Wet Skin Moisturizer from Jergens. It's a lotion that works with water to instantly lock in moisture from my shower. My skin stays soft and luminous all day without a heavy, sticky feel. It's all-day moisture made simple.
Well, I did always teach you to enjoy the simple things in life. Can I borrow your Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer?
Of course, Mom.
Jergens, let your beautiful shine.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
A former gymnastics teacher arrested last month in Emporia on a child pornography charge was picked up by authorities in Nebraska after waiving his extradition last week. Police had issued a felony warrant after someone reported that Price Fogg photographed and videotaped females without their knowledge at a gym in Omaha. Fogg is accused of secretly taking photos of a 14-year-old girl and a 22-year-old woman in private compromising positions. KWCH-TV reports following his arrest in Emporia, Fogg awaited extradition to Omaha on a felony charge of manufacturing child pornography as well as other misdemeanor charges. And the first solar eclipse to traverse the entire country in nearly a century has now come and gone from Kansas, and it got mixed reviews. Shifting cloud cover yesterday treated some parts of the state to sharp views of the celestial event. Although the northeast part of the state had a sheen of clouds, skies were mostly clear in Wichita, where the eclipse wasn't as intense. Rick Everett, Mid-America Network News.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. Authorities say a 16-year-old was fatally injured and another hospitalized after a car crash in eastern Nebraska over the weekend. Accident reported around 5:30 Sunday, 2 miles south of Memphis in southeast Saunders County. The sheriff's office says a northbound vehicle went out of control and rolled several times. Killed in the accident, Nolan T. Buechner of Cresco. The driver, Connor D. Buechner of Manley, was in stable condition at a hospital. Some University of Nebraska system faculty members say a big drop in vehicle mileage reimbursement will be tough to weather. The Omaha World Herald reports the system intends to drop the reimbursement when faculty members use their own car from 50 cents a mile down to 25 cents a mile. That begins next month. System President Hank Bound says reducing mileage reimbursement is just one of many ways to deal with a $49 million budget gap caused by state funding problems and rising costs. Mid-America Network News.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. And QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals, streaming right to your device and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County commissioners met Monday. After viewing the generator at the courthouse, it was declared surplus and will be sold. Approval was given for a $52,339 contract with Advanced Correctional Health Care for inmate medical services at the county jail. Washington County commissioners met Monday, and again the topic of the airport was discussed. Central Valley Ag had opened a conversation with an interest in purchasing the airport, which would allow construction of a grain storage facility near the property. Commissioners emphasized the airport is not necessarily for sale, but information is being gathered regarding the issue. Any effort to further serious consideration of the proposal would include a meeting with county residents before any action is taken. Commissioners are researching why the FAA would limit building construction adjacent to the airport. They've indicated that structures taller than 84 feet are prohibited within 2 miles. The Central Valley facility would be 174 feet tall and would fall into that perimeter. Commissioners indicated they continue to receive phone calls regarding the issue. Tim Mueller emphasized they wanted to encourage business expansion, but not at the expense of the needs of citizens of the county. A summary of last weekend's mass casualty extrication exercise were reviewed. After a failed initial motion and discussion, an appraisal contract was approved with Anna Porter to provide services for the county in the absence of a county appraiser. Nemaha County Commissioners met Monday. No comments were heard during the public hearing for the 2018 budget, which was approved unanimously as a published. Nemaha County Commissioners will not meet August 21st, with our next regular meeting to be Monday, August 28th. Complete County Commissioners' minutes are posted on our website, KeyNDYRadio.com, and our Facebook page. Area law enforcement agencies, including Marysville Police, are participating in an effort to step up enforcement of DUI laws. Through Labor Day, over 150 local and state agencies will take part in a campaign entitled You Drink, You Drive, You Lose, which is being coordinated through the Kansas Department of Transportation. Many who traveled from far and wide and locals here at home waited anxiously yesterday morning for a weather forecast that showed developing clouds midday with the advancing solar eclipse at hand. A brief pop-up shower caught some early outdoor enthusiasts by surprise late morning. As noontime approached, however, clouds broke up and only a thin layer allowed complete experience of what some termed a once-in-a-lifetime event. Upwards of 2,000 people were estimated in attendance, including busloads of school children at the Lakeview Sports Complex, which was the official viewing site in Marysville. Others gathered in yards or parking lots, fields, or roadsides. Traffic in and around northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska was steady and reportedly increased on major highways as you went further north. In Beatrice, the Homestead National Monument was asking the public to find alternate viewing sites by mid-morning as they were at capacity. Clouds broke just in time to allow the eclipse there. Traveling east, many in Brown County were left somewhat disappointed as cloud cover and at times moderate rain showers spoiled the occasion. Arriving on cue and returning to normal a short time later, the crowds dispersed and lines of traffic were seen returning home. Charles J. Chuck Hula, Jr., age 94, of Blue Rapids, passed away Friday. Funeral service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the First Baptist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Czech Moravian Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 6:30 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Chuck Hula, Jr. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swiss steak, baby bakers, wheat roll, green beans, and Watergate salad. Tomorrow, chicken parmesan, noodles, garlic bread, Brussels sprouts, and pears. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, we had a surface boundary move across the central parts of the Midwest thanks to a low pressure system. And now it looks like this cold front is off to our east and southeast. And we have a high pressure system that will build across the area, bringing us gradual clearing skies as we head through the day and sunny skies and quiet weather over the next couple of days. It does look like we'll see another chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday into the weekend as another low pushes through. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Tuesday, sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the north at 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, mid-50s. Winds will be from the north at 5 and 10. As we head into Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 82. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. For Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low near 58. For Thursday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 84. And Thursday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms at 62. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late August, 88. The average low, 66. We received a couple of rounds of showers, even thunder showers yesterday, not amounting to more than a nice rainbow last evening. Just a few hundredths of an inch accumulation through the total period here at studios in Marysville. 66 degrees this morning. Winds are light. And that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 22nd of August. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Elsie Grace's Gift Shop is having an anniversary party. August 25th and 26th, get 20% off store-wide to help Elsie Grace's celebrate. Thank you for your patronage these past 18 years. Come on in for cupcakes and lemonade and 20% off store-wide at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop in Frankfort, August 25th and 26th. Some exclusions apply.
Dodgers avoid their second consecutive loss. I'm Dave Schreiber reporting on sports. Curtis Granderson's first Dodger Grand Slam and Yasiel Puig's home run in the 12th inning helped the Los Angeles Dodgers top the Pittsburgh Pirates 6-5 on Monday night. On KLAC.
Fly ball, right field, did he get it? Granderson has just left the building for Curtis Granderson. His eighth career Grand Slam.
Adam Jones hit a pair of home runs in the Baltimore Orioles' 7-3 win over the Oakland Athletics. The call on WJZ.
Adam, fly ball. This baby ain't coming back. Mr. Jones, bye-bye.
The Arizona Diamondbacks edged past the New York Mets 3-2 in the 10th. The call on KTAR.
Still going back. He looks up. It's gone!
In football, New York Giants star wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. exited Monday night's loss against the Cleveland Browns after taking a hit on the knee. The Giants said Beckham sprained an ankle. He was also checked and cleared for a concussion. Following the game, he spoke to the media about his injury.
No, they asked me a couple questions, but you know, I know what today is. I know what happened yesterday, and I know who we played last week. So I think
I'm all right.
Back in baseball, Cleveland Indians ace relief pitcher Andrew Miller left in the seventh inning after aggravating his right knee. The Indians were able to beat the Red Sox 5-4 with a walk-off sack bunt. The call on WTAM.
He bunts it back toward the mound, picked by the first baseman, double clutch. Throw gets away from Devers. Here comes Geyer with a winning run. Tribe wins it.
Dave Schreiber, ABC Sports.
The deals just keep rolling on at CJ Express. For a quick pep-up, grab two 16-ounce cans of Monster for just $3.50. Transform your iced tea and lemonade into something special with our free flavorings. The sandwich of the month is an ooey-gooey, cheesy chicken quesadilla and made to order just for you 11 to 1 Monday through Friday. At CJ West, the Hunt Brothers Pizza special this month is the BLT pizza, and from the 14th through the 21st, order a Total Eclipse pizza. The crust is totally eclipsed with pepperoni and extra cheese for just $10.99. These deals are gone when August is, so stop in today at CJ Express.
With this Ag Business update from AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers. The first round of talks to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement wrapping up. And the next two rounds already on the schedule. Negotiators will head to Mexico City for the next round, September 1st through 5th. Yet to be determined location in Canada on September 23rd through 27th. Now you might see there's only 11 days between the first and second rounds of talks. And that quick turnaround, likely a result of an aggressive pace that all three countries' negotiators have expressed an interest in. Officials have publicly expressed a hoped-for deadline of wrapping negotiations later this year or early next, but officials have been much more firm and private about wanting the talks done by December. Now, to help accomplish that desired goal, officials have requested that any text be presented by the end of September. That should give all three countries sufficient time to review each other's proposal, then move more quickly to a final agreement. Well, the National Pork Producers Council applauding the Trump administration for negotiating U.S. pork access to the Argentine market. Argentina was one of several countries with non-science-based barriers to U.S. pork imports. With last week's announcement, trade-dependent U.S. pork now has unfettered access to the large pork-consuming nation, according to NPPC President Ken Mashoff. He says U.S. pork producers are among the most competitive in the world and have long sought the opportunity to provide high-quality pork to the Argentine people. The U.S. has been the world's largest exporter of pork over the last 10 years and depends on continuing to expand exports for their growth. The pork producers urging the administration to continue to work for market access in other countries that have non-science-based trade barriers. Those include countries like India and Thailand. Reliable and relevant, we are AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Producers received two favorable decisions on regulatory matters last week. A federal court ruled earlier that some 63,000 producers could not be exempted from a U.S. Environmental Protection Agency air emissions reporting requirement. But the agency still doesn't know how it will handle the requirement, so National Pork Producers Council spokesman Dave Warner says the D.C. U.S. Court of Appeals granted a delay.
The EPA got a delay until mid-November on, you know, actually enforcing this. Because it doesn't know how it's going to. We're now talking about reporting emissions, and, you know, it's hard for farmers to estimate how much is actually coming off of their farm. We actually had a study done a few years ago by Purdue, a two-year study of emissions from farms. EPA was going to use that data to kind of set some standards, and it still hasn't gotten around to that.
NPPC is working with the EPA to see how hog farmers and other livestock producers can more easily comply with air emissions reporting. In the meantime, another regulation that producers consider problematic, Waters of the U.S., or WOTUS, is likely to be ditched. The EPA this week extended until September 27th, the public comment period on the Trump administration's plans to repeal the much-criticized WOTUS rule.
We're confident it's very horrible, badly written regulation will go away, but EPA just wants to get all of the comments in on how to go about rescinding it and then it will work with agriculture and other regulated communities to come up with something that will actually protect our nation's water without potentially killing businesses and farmers.
Major farm groups, home builders, and others spent years fighting WOTUS, now headed towards repeal. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
And make sure to visit CandaceKubotaDealers.com.
You say you like bingo. Well, how does this sound? Prairie Bend Casino has the friendliest bingo facility and features. You better be sitting for this. 400 seats with cell phone chargers, 200 handheld electronic bingo devices, in-house progressive jackpots, hot balls, and bonanzas, and play bingo from Planet Bingo with two large progressives, event tickets, pool tabs, lots of snacks, and bottled beer. Plus, we're connected to 15 other bingo facilities nationwide. Woo! So how do you like bingo now? Check out new programs, pricing, and packages at prairieband.com/bingo. Minimum age to play is 18.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is agriculture. The world is coming together to celebrate agriculture at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois. It's August 29th, 30th, and 31st. And let's talk some more about that right after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Yes, the agricultural world is coming to Decatur, Illinois, where it gathers once every other year for the Farm Progress Show. This is where producers from all over gather, meet, learn. It's where major manufacturers choose to roll out their newest offerings. It's where ag families get to take a break from their daily routines to immerse themselves in the wider ag community, get caught up with people that they probably only see once a year at the Farm Progress Show. It's where tradition and business have been coming together for 64 years. It is where we get to celebrate agriculture. Don Torte is with Farm Progress Companies. And he says, as has been the case from the beginning of the Farm Progress shows 64 years ago, there remains a focus on field demonstrations.
Absolutely. It's one of the special things. It's kind of the magic of the Farm Progress show. So we'll have combining. The crops look great. We got them in early. It was great planting weather. It's been kind of a tough growing year, but right on schedule for harvest. So we'll have harvest demonstrations. Right before harvest demonstrations, we're having drone demos. Later that afternoon, we have field tillage demonstrations. And then there's tiling demonstrations and ride and drives as well. So lots of moving parts that people can actually see machines work.
And Don says there's a bigger and bigger focus each year on drones.
Yeah, a lot of that right before combining will actually be the aircraft that they'll be doing. Dennis Bowman from the University of Illinois will be utilizing that. It's hard to do because we're so close to an airport right there, but he has the FAA license to do that. So we need to make sure that's all under his control, but it should be a really neat part of the show.
With such large crowds going into the Farm Progress show, traffic has always been an issue. It used to be a lot worse, but at Decatur, there's a major highway nearby.
Right. We're always a little bit of backup is not always bad because a lot of people are coming in, but right, you're not going to be in line forever. You know, it's right at the interstate, plus, you know, the state police and local law enforcement, they're really good at that. They've been doing it enough.
Don Torte of the Farm Progress Show is part of the Penton Agriculture Company and the Farm Progress Show, again, in Decatur, Illinois this year. It alternates every other year with Boone, Iowa. This year in Decatur, August 29th, 30th, and 31st. If you are involved in agriculture, well, this is really the place to be. And internationally, it is the biggest show being held in the United States. Lots of people from all over. Back after this.
Producers, consider planting cover crops from the Farmers Cooperative. Cover crops prevent soil erosion, conserve moisture, increase soil health, suppress weeds, and reduce soil compaction. Plus, cover crops can make an excellent source of forage for your livestock. Farmers Cooperative has the cover crop seed you need, plus their SkyTech aerial application service. Stop by your local Farmers Cooperative Agronomy Center today and find out about cover crops.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
A gentle reminder that if you eat, you're involved in agriculture. Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY. Multiple hit-or-miss shower opportunities came our way yesterday, just a few hundredths of an inch on each occasion. Still not amounting to any substantial rains here, at least at our studios in Marysville. 66 with a light wind this morning. Cooler temperatures on tap with highs around 80 the remainder of the week.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Along with the 2017 Chevy Silverado pickups available at Pinotas Motor Company in Marysville, they have a 2017 Envision, 2018 Chevy Equinox, and Buick Impala. Also ready for your test drive at the Pinotas Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. For the second time in the last 4 years, Kansas State has been ranked in the preseason Associated Press Top 25 as the Wildcats are 20th in the preseason survey released yesterday. K-State, which was also ranked 20th in the 2014 preseason AP Top 25, was placed 19th in the 2017 preseason Amway Coaches Poll released on August 3rd. Other Big 12 programs joining the Wildcats in the 2017 preseason AP Top 25 were Oklahoma, ranked 7th, Oklahoma State at 10th, West Virginia at 22nd, and Texas at 23rd. K-State returns 44 letter winners, including 18 starters from last year's squad that earned a 9-4 record and capped its season with a 33-28 victory over Texas A&M in the Texas Bowl. Mid-America Network Sports.
Rock and roll.
Country music.
Butter sculptures.
Twinkly lights.
Cowboys on the Ferris wheel.
Funnel cakes.
Tractor pulls.
Freedom.
Find your fun at the Kansas State Fair. September 8th through the 17th in Hutchinson. See Old Dominion with Ray Lynn. Chevelle. Loverboy with Survivor. Josh Turner. Toby Mack. The Charlie Daniels Band. Smash Mouth and Los Lonely Boys. For more information, visit KansasStateFair.com.
Did I mention cowboys?
Yes.
Woo-hoo! Get your fair on.
So, you say you like bingo. Well, how does this sound? Prairie Van Casino has the friendliest bingo facility and features. You better be sitting for this. 400 seats with cell phone chargers, 200...